This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. On wintry school days when it's extremely cold or snow is accumulating, superintendents must decide whether to hold classes or tell children to stay home. Tri-State's Public Radio talked to a few of the region's superintendents to find out what factors into their decision. And all three superintendents we spoke with cited student safety as their number one concern. Beyond that, other factors come into play. For example, West Prairie Superintendent Carol Kilver says the district considers its bus fleet and the distances it must travel. She says some children spend close to an hour on the bus going to school and another hour coming back home.
The last thing we want is for one of our buses to be stranded somewhere that it might take us 45 minutes to get there.
Kilver says West Prairie's geographic size also presents another challenge. The district covers 244 square miles, so Kilver says conditions can vary depending on where you are in the district.
What's happening in the south end of the district is not necessarily what's happening in the north end of the district. So we have a pretty strategic plan that we do in the morning and the evenings where we run those routes and then communicate. And it's very interesting to see the stark difference sometimes about what's happening in the northern end of the district and the southern.
If it's worse in one of those locations, will you call off classes for the entire district?
We tend to do that, yes. If it's a challenge for, say, the northern end of the district because of blowing snow or a different geographical landscape, then yes, we cancel for the whole district.
Kilver believes many superintendents use a wind chill reading of 20 below as the cutoff point as to whether to hold classes. She does likewise. Kilver says unlike other school districts, West Prairie does not have a two-hour delay policy. She says daycare and meals become an issue, so classes are either canceled as soon as possible or the district holds classes and they start on time. Keokuk School Superintendent Christine Barnes says family issues also weigh into her decision-making. She knows if classes are called off or delayed, families might have to rearrange their schedules.
Sometimes you're at risk of making a decision that people aren't going to like. You know, I was that parent. I understand the scramble that you go through when school is closed or delayed. But ultimately, the decision is based on what's going to keep our kids safe.
Barnes says she does not have a specific temperature in mind when deciding whether to call off classes, but student safety becomes a concern when the temperature dips below zero and the wind makes it feel even colder.
Because we do have quite a large number of students who walk, and that's the concern is them getting to school safely without injury. And also running diesel buses can be very difficult in those below zero, sub-zero temperatures.
Barnes says it can be difficult to start the buses during extreme cold, and she does not want to risk having one break down while out on a route. Barnes says she conferences with the district's transportation supervisor, Alan Caudill, in trying to make a decision as soon as possible so parents have time to plan. In Macomb, Superintendent Patrick Toomey takes a different approach. He likes to wait before making a decision on whether to call off classes.
In my experience, the weathermen, bless their hearts, they're not always accurate.
Toomey believes he can get a much better feel for conditions a few hours before sunrise than he can the night before. So when the forecast calls for extremely cold weather, Toomey sets his alarm for 4:30 a.m. and says he's out walking the district by 5.
With a medium coat on, no hat, no gloves, because I know we have a few children, and it's just a handful who have to walk that mile. But I want to know what it's like for those kids. I don't like being cold any more than anybody else does, but if I'm just really cold, I have school. If my face hurts because it's stinging, I know that that's the first sign of frostbite, and so I cancel school.
He says if snow is the issue, he hops in his car. He divides the district into quadrants and drives his car along a bus route in each one of those quadrants so he knows what it might be like for bus drivers. Toomey is aware some people have taken to social media to criticize his decisions.
I think I have thick skin anyway, but I always look at what I think is best for kids, and that's how I make my decisions, so I'm always able to live with that.
Toomey says he also takes into account the district's high poverty level. He says the two meals some children get at school every day are valuable to them. He says that's especially true on a Friday or Monday, so he might push the envelope a bit on those days to make sure those students don't go 3 days without nutritious meals. Toomey says his colleagues in Minnesota told him if they canceled classes at wind chills warmer than negative 20, they would be canceling classes a lot, so he uses that as a cutoff point. He also says it's a matter of what a community is used to, and Toomey believes the community is getting used to his way of thinking on the matter now that he's been superintendent for 5 years. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.